Monday morning, that means you're probably sitting at your breakfast table, maybe on your way to work, thinking, what's going on this week? Well, that's what we're wondering also, and we're joined by Charlie Herman, the economics editor for The Takeaway and WNYC Radio. And Charlie, your word for the week is wait and see?
Wait and see in terms of what
three
happens.
Words.
He hyphenated it.
So he cheats a little. But Daya Olopade, a reporter for The Daily Beast, hers is just two words, United Nations.
That's right.
Okay, so let's start with the United Nations, Dio. And they are, of course, leaders from around the planet are converging in New York City today. The United Nations General Assembly begins. And it starts with a summit on the Millennium Development Goals, only 5 years left to actually reach the goals that they set for themselves, including cutting world poverty, hunger, death, and other things like that in half. How close are they?
Well, the world leaders certainly have a lot of work to do in order to make sure that these next 5 years are productive. On a range of the goals, there has been some progress in areas like education, rural electrification, agriculture in some places. There has been much progress on two big ones, child mortality and maternal mortality. The UN freely acknowledges that they have not fully achieved even the rate of change they needed at this point. And so this is the cause of instability in a number of places. And so what the UN Assembly is trying to do is to move Millennium Development Goals 4 and 5, which is child and maternal health, from the bottom, the back of the train to the front, because women and children are engines, in fact, for development in many societies. And so they're working to make sure that women live longer, that children grow up healthier, and they hope that the rest of the goals that follow, which is everything else from education to extreme hunger, will follow suit.
Well, we're going to President Obama is expected to speak on Thursday when general debate opens, but there's another person that we're hearing a lot from and we'll also hear from on Thursday, and that's Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad.
This was a huge humanitarian gesture. Now, you may be aware that 8 Iranians are illegally being detained in the United States. So I believe that it would not be misplaced to ask that the U.S. government should make a humanitarian gesture to release the Iranians who were illegally arrested and detained here in the United States.
That sounds like somebody who's coming here prepared to deal. Are we expected to see some kind of negotiation between the United States and Iran during the United Nations General Assembly?
I don't think that there will be a direct bilateral. It's entirely possible that sometime during the week the U.S. delegation will reach out to the Iranians. But I think the State Department has been particularly clear that they're not interested in this. They don't believe it's a big humanitarian gesture to release one of the three hikers. They are still interested in pursuing the release of the remaining two, and that it is completely within Ahmadinejad's power to engage constructively. And they would like to see that before they move forward with a relationship that's been strained for about 30 years.
All right. Well, there is another meeting of world leaders going on this week, and that is the Clinton Global Initiative. And Charlie, this has a lot of world leaders, and they're joined with CEOs and nonprofit executives.
And they coincide with the General Assembly. In fact, they're also talking about empowering women and sort of focusing on a lot of those areas as well that the General Assembly is as well.
Well, are they also focusing on the unemployment rate in the United States?
They are, actually. I mean, this is usually an initiative that focuses, it brings together, as you said, global leaders and CEOs as well as corporate donors. And they often focus on the developing world, but there is also a focus here on the U.S. This isn't unprecedented. They had the, there was a group, the Make It Right Foundation before, which worked with the celebrity Brad Pitt in building homes in New Orleans after Katrina. But there is a lot of focus on trying to find jobs perhaps here in the U.S. There's the proposal of a Green City Force, which would hire youths here in New York City, for example, to do environmental and green projects over several years. So, yes, that is a focus.
Of course, leading to speculation that the United States is now a developing nation, right?
We'll wait and see.
Refuse to comment on that.
Wait and see.
We're a debtor nation.
Wait and see.
Well, the other thing that you're waiting to see this week is the Federal Reserve meeting on Tuesday, the last time, of course, before midterm elections. And we're also going to be talking not just about the Federal Reserve, whether they'll make any changes, which, let's answer that quickly. Will they make changes?
No.
Okay. And then home sales, which are going to be released on Thursday, sales for August. Now, we're expecting this to inch up a little.
Yeah. I mean, on the Federal Reserve, I really don't think they're going to take any actions that could be seen as political right before an election. I think that's one thing that they have in mind. There is the possibility they could make some announcements related to the banks and how much money is in circulation. But in terms of that interest rate, they're going to keep that the same. In terms of housing, you know, the hope is that we will see an increase after what was really a dismal summer. We saw existing home sales drop to the lowest in 15 years. New home sales were the lowest on record. So the hope is that there will really be an increase, which would, you know, help people's feeling about the economy overall. But there's still a lot of problems, clearly.
That's a hope or an expectation?
Well, it's a hope. It's an expectation. It's an expectation that things are better. If they are better, you could see the stock market do better. But if they're not as good as expected, I mean, you start getting into this whole expectations game that at least investors are looking at. But the general sense is that it will be better than what we saw. But there are so many homes for sale and such high unemployment and people who are so negative about the economy is that even if home sales are doing better, prices could still drop.
And it's probably worth about an hour spike on Wall Street.
Exactly.
Even if it is positive.
Well, you know, for the day, it'll be almost disastrous, and then we'll forget about
hour.
It a week later.
Exactly. Well, Dayo, let me ask you, the second round of Mideast peace talks last week between Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, a partial freeze on settlement building in the West Bank is scheduled to end next Sunday. President Abbas has, of course, threatened to walk out of these talks if the settlement freeze is not extended. Have we gotten any rumblings about what may happen as we near this deadline?
I think it would be ill-advised for Netanyahu to allow the freeze to lapse, insofar as that you had a big summit earlier this month in the United States at the White House. You've had Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and her Middle East envoys in Israel having conversations, and this would represent an enormous step backward that I can't see the interest for Netanyahu in doing so. Though it remains to be seen whether he'll take action to make sure that what the U.S. policy, what the U.S. would like, is sort of kept on the table.
That is Dayo Olapade. She's a reporter for The Daily Beast and a Bernard Schwartz Fellow at the New America Foundation. And we are also joined by Charlie Herman, The Takeaways Economics Editor. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
On our own agenda, all this week long, we're going to be talking to small business owners. We're going to try to get stories on how the recession has impacted them. What's your story?
This is Carlos from Boston, Massachusetts. I own an insurance agency, and we're using the current number of people unemployed to try to better our sales staff, try to create a team of winners. Unfortunately, there aren't an awful lot of pretty good unemployed salespeople.
Give us a call with your story, or maybe you're a pretty good unemployed salesperson and you need to contact Carlos in Boston. Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE.